Rescuers are still searching for two missing climbers on Oregon's Mount Hood in hazardous terrain. Workers may be digging through 10 feet of new snow, and helicopters are scanning the 11,000-foot peak east of Portland. Hood River County Sheriff Joe Wampler said there is diminishing hope for finding the two climbers alive.
If they didn't get in a hole somewhere, we may be actually beyond some survivability periods.
The body of the third climber, Kelly James, was helicoptered back to Hood River yesterday after it was found in a snow cave just below the summit. Joining us with more on the rescue operation is Tim Neville. He's covering the event for National Geographic Adventure magazine. Hello.
Hi.
Now, I understand you were at the staging point for the rescue teams until late yesterday afternoon at 8,500 feet up Mount Hood. What were the conditions like and what was going on then?
Well, I've spent several days actually following the rescue effort around, and on Saturday, which dawned crisp and clear after nearly a week of terrible storms, the worst storms that the region had seen in nearly a decade, I did manage to get up to about 8,500 feet and watch some of the Portland Mountain rescuers attempt to get up to the summit, and they battled minus 52 wind chill. They were coming back with eyelashes frozen, the onset of frostbite, things like that. Yesterday, I climbed up to the 6,000-foot level on the north side, following the path that the climbers would have taken on that first night up to a shelter from which they would have launched their climb.
And why do rescuers think the climbers might have fallen? Why have they decided that just now?
We have a couple of ice axes stuck in the snow near one of the snow caves. Ice axes are the last thing a climber would want to let go of. These are the life link, essentially, for being able to move across this very hazardous terrain. We have a cut rope. We have a smaller, less well-built snow cave kind of near the rest of this equipment here. So that's where rescuers are going to concentrate their search efforts now, which is down below where they found this piece of cut rope and these ice axes, thinking that someone very well may have fallen from there.
And have they learned any more about why they might have gotten into trouble?
There are reports out there that somewhere in this high reaches of the mountain, something terrible happened, and we've been unable to piece together exactly what it is. Since yesterday, when they took the body off, there are reports that Kelly James did indeed have a broken arm, which, of course, would make climbing in that kind of terrain extremely excruciating and difficult.
And we've been hearing ever since they were lost all this past week that they were experienced climbers, all three of them.
This is true. They are experienced climbers, meaning between the three of them, they have experience in the Andes, in Alaska, several big peaks, including Rainier and one of the more difficult routes up Rainier. But you can always draw a wild card, which is the weather, and they seem to have picked that card. And these guys did pretty much everything they could do to get up as fast and as quickly as possible, and maybe they have gone too fast, meaning that they didn't bring perhaps all the equipment that they could have used in 130-mile-an-hour winds and the terrible cold that hit the top of the peak for nearly a week.
Mm. Of course, it's riskier in the winter. Why do people ice climb? Why take that risk?
Well, ice climbing, again, may look very dangerous, and indeed it has a lot of dangerous elements to that, but skilled individuals can use the proper equipment, the proper techniques to make it very safe and enjoyable. And in doing so, they get to go to some places that most of us will never see. I mean, watching a sunrise from the top of a frozen waterfall and seeing it turn bright pink is a pretty special experience and something that many climbers obviously take pleasure in.
What do you know is happening today, this morning?
From what I can understand, it seems like the sheriff's office is trying to round up some more equipment to do what they call a probe line. Now, these are techniques that you would normally use to look for someone buried in an avalanche, where you send in a lot of people on the ground who probe through the snow with very long, slender poles and search for signs of people buried underneath. Now, the problem with this, though, is that in the area where they're searching, it sits right beneath essentially a 2,000-foot cliff. It seems to keep raining rocks and more snow down on them. Now, you talked about 10 feet of snow. The impressive part is how much more could fall down upon these people while they were out there looking. So officials' hands are getting a little tied here. They want to go out here and try to find these people and bring some closure to what has been a very horrific accident. And at the same time, they don't want to put any more lives in risk.
Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Tim Neville is a writer covering the Mount Hood rescue effort for National Geographic Adventure magazine.